President Biden is set to speak about the Russian invasion of Ukraine shortly. He's expected to announce tougher sanctions against Russia as European leaders meet to consider the same. For more on this, we're joined now by NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. And Tam, what are we anticipating to hear from the president?
Well, the White House has said that the sanctions that they announced earlier this week were just the beginning, that they were only the first tranche, and that if Putin escalated further, they would escalate further using financial sanctions and export controls. Well, Russia has escalated significantly further. And so we are expecting to get more details on what those might be. We know that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced further sanctions and that the U.S. has been moving in lockstep with its European allies. Those sanctions include targeting a much larger bank than has been targeted before, Russia's second largest bank, and also going after access to high-tech materials like semiconductors. That's not a sanction, but it would could, if the U.S. goes forward with it, effectively cut Russia off from this supply of a very important item.
So beyond sanctions, the president has made very clear he won't commit American troops on the ground in Ukraine, but the U.S. has deployed more forces elsewhere in Eastern Europe. NATO is activating its defense plans. How big, Tam, is the fear at the White House that this military conflict could easily move beyond Ukraine and involve the U.S.?
Well, I think that we will be eager to hear what the president has to say precisely about this, how firmly he stands with his previous statements, and also whether he responds in any way to Vladimir Putin's not so veiled threat to any country that gets involved, a not so veiled threat to his nuclear capacity. This whole event is testing the world order that's been in place for our entire lifetimes.
Yeah. Well, the stock market today is tanking. Gas prices are up. Tam, what do we know about whether the American public is really behind Biden's approach to this crisis so far?
Well, polling would indicate that, we haven't seen all of the consequences yet. And so the polling is based on a projections that something like this could happen. But the sense is that the American public wanted President Biden to find a way to avoid this happening, but also that the American public isn't really in the mood for a lot of pain. President Biden, in remarks a couple of different times, has attempted to prepare the American people that if there are strong sanctions on Russia, that could certainly have a spillover effect to the United States, particularly when it comes to energy prices. And of course, inflation is already, we have a very solid polling on that. Inflation is already a very serious concern for the American public. Things are getting more expensive, gas to bacon.
Damn, in the last minute we have, former President Trump has praised Putin's actions, calling his move to recognize separatist regions in Ukraine savvy. Right-wing news sources have yet to sort of condemn Putin's actions. To what extent do we know whether this is becoming a partisan issue here in America?
Well, it is completely scrambling partisan politics. In particular, it's scrambling the Republican Party. As you might remember, back in 2012, presidential candidate Mitt Romney said that the greatest threat to the United States was Russia. And Republicans backed him up on that. Democrats kind of laughed. Well, now you have Trump-aligned Republicans essentially cheering on, at times, Vladimir Putin, or at the very least, criticizing President Biden, saying he isn't strong enough and that if Trump were there, he would have done better. At the same time, you also have other Republicans saying that what's happening in Ukraine is absolutely terrible. So it's scrambling the Republican Party and typical Republican politics.
NPR's Tamara Keith at the White House. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.